and this man were talking.
And it's a brother that you don't get along with.
A stranger joins a family feud.
All of a sudden, I heard this man yelling at me, and he shoved his head into my face, and I was holding my nose because blood was gushing out.
Then an attempt to avoid justice.
Is this you?
Yeah.
You've decided I'm going to change the way I look.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. David Bordeaux is suing fellow bar patron Brian Munch for medical bills resulting from a headbutt.
Order. All rise. This is case number 294 on the calendar in the matter of Bordeaux versus Munch.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Mr. Bordeaux, it is your claim that the defendant assaulted you at a bar.
Yes, Your Honor.
He assaulted you in a bar by headbutting you, and did he fracture your nose?
It was close to a slight fracture, yes.
Okay, so he did not fracture your nose, but he headbutted you so that you had injury to your nose.
Yes.
The defendant says while he was there, don't smile, that's not funny. There's nothing funny about what he just said, sir. The defendant says that while he was there, he is not responsible because he did not lay a head on you. He doesn't know who did, but it wasn't him. When did this incident occur?
September 15th, 2012.
Had you ever seen the defendant before?
No, Your Honor.
What time did this occur?
As far as I can remember, Your Honor, it was right before midnight, late evening, 10:30, 11 o'clock.
What time had you arrived at the bar that evening?
About 9 o'clock.
Did you go there with anyone else?
No, I didn't.
And what about you, Mr. Munch? Who did you go there with?
Adam and one other guy.
What time did you arrive there?
Just before midnight. I had actually just got off of work around 10:30, went and picked up Adam and the bachelor that he was with, and we got into town.
I'd like you to tell me about the assault, Mr. Bordeaux.
I was in Wisconsin Dells at a bar named Tug's. I was not drinking, Your Honor. I was drinking ice water.
Now, just look at me. I didn't ask you what you were drinking. I just asked you to tell me what happened.
Do you want me to start from the very beginning?
I want you to start what happened when you were assaulted. I read your complaint. You saw the person that assaulted you speaking with your brother, who was also at the bar.
Yes.
And it's a brother that you don't get along with.
Correct.
And then you went outside.
Yes.
Now you can tell me what happened when you went outside.
My brother wanted to fight. I said no. I told him to get out of my face, get out of my life.
Were you outside when this happened?
Yes.
Was your brother with anyone?
No.
Were you leaving the bar at that time?
No.
You were just outside?
Because he asked me to step outside.
Your brother did?
Yes.
When you went outside with your brother, you had a conversation with him?
Yes.
Then what happened?
After I chose not to fight him, I walked back into the bar. Keep in mind, Your Honor, these two bars that I'm going to talk about are connected together inside. The Showboat Bar and Tug's Bar have inside steps that go from one level to the next, which is different establishments, but one building. As I was walking up the steps at Showboat Bar, I actually looked back to see where my brother was after I told him I did not want to fight him. He then was walking away from me and approached this man that actually had a mohawk, a goatee, and a mustache. And my brother and this man were talking. Thinking that I was in the clear of what just happened, walked back into the bar, and I was having fun down at Tug's, so I actually walked down the steps to Tug's bar where I once was. As I was walking down the steps, it was very well packed. I was watching where I was stepping, and all of a sudden, I heard this man yelling at me. As he shoved me against the wall first and said, "You're with me. Are you with me?" And he shoved his head into my face, pushed me down the stairs, and I was holding my nose because blood was gushing out, and I was holding onto the railing, stumbling it down into the crowd, and I heard somebody hooting and hollering, and it was my brother. And someone grabbed hold of me. I did not know if it was a bouncer or someone helping me because I was stumbling around trying to get out of the place. Finding the exit, as I did, and someone helping me, they sat me at the bench and put a towel and said, "You're bleeding bad."
Okay, do you have a police report, sir?
Yes, Your Honor.
I'd like to read it, please.
Can I finish, Your Honor?
No. You just told me how you were assaulted.
This is a man...
You just told me how you were assaulted, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
It notes in that police report that the day that we showed up for court, that he looked at me and said...
I'm not speaking to you. Is there anything in my demeanor that suggested I was posing a question to you?
No.
You're gonna love this. So let me understand this. Mr. Munch, you have been in trouble with the police before. Before September 15th, 2012. That would be a yes or a no?
No.
So is what you're telling me that police never had a photograph of you?
Well, yes.
You've never had contact with the police before. So if the police said that they had contact with you through law enforcement, they would be lying. Or
no.
Do you want to rethink that?
I actually interned with Lake Dalton Police Department. And I spent over 800 hours with the department.
What
therefore,
I'm asking?
I've had personal relationships with the police officer as we've had breakfast and on calls. So that's how the officers know me.
They also had a photograph of you.
Yes, from
they had a photograph of you.
Yes.
So let me go through this step by step, Mr. Munch. You had put in 800 hours with the police.
Yes.
So that when the police officer arrived at the scene, that's in September of 2012, and there were some witnesses who told the police that it was you who assaulted the plaintiff. And the police officer said, well, I know him, and he just left the area. That's because you had worked closely with the police.
Yes.
Perfect. Now, on or about that time, within 2 weeks of that time, the plaintiff is shown a five-person photographic lineup with your picture in it.
Okay.
And since you knew the police, they knew what you looked like.
Yes.
They knew you looked different from the way you look now.
Yes.
And the differences in your hairstyle and your beard. Different kind of hairstyle and different kind of beard.
Yes.
So that the photograph that they showed to the plaintiff was the photograph that they knew was the person who worked with them closely for 800 hours. Right?
Yes.
Along with other people in a police-arranged photographic display. And guess who we picked out? You. And then maybe because they couldn't find you, because they said they sent you registered letters, they weren't picked up, you failed to return their calls, whatever. By the time the police and the district attorney finally got around to doing anything, we are in the month of June, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, and June. Well, by June, you've decided, I don't like that look anymore. That short cropped on the side do and this little goatee really doesn't make me look handsome. So I'm gonna change the way I look. So by the time Mr. Bordeaux sees you at the police station, he said, well, that's not the guy who headbutted me.
Because I wasn't.
Ah, yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, yes, you were.
I have a witness that was with me all night.
Listen to me. Listen to me. I wouldn't believe your witness if he came up here and told me.
I wasn't the one that headbutted this guy.
Really?
I did not assault him whatsoever.
Let me tell you why, Mr. Munch.
On top of, so he says I'm bald.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you why. You're trying to talk over me. Are you trying to talk over me?
No.
That's not going to happen because this is my playpen.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I wouldn't know how to describe this thing in here except in a very unflattering way. Why a man would want to put that on his head, I have no idea. You must be trying to make a statement.
And later today.
So let me understand this. He sliced your face open and you sought no medical care. Is that what you're telling me?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. David Bordeaux says fellow bar patron Brian Munch headbutted him during a night out. Brian is countersuing for lost wages and defamation of character.
Now, when somebody gets hurt, Mr. Munch, they do not want the wrong person persecuted or prosecuted for that crime. They want the right person to be punished for hurting them.
And they should.
I'm talking to you. They want the right person. And their memory is really fresh immediately after that happens. So when the plaintiff was shown this photographic array within 2 weeks of the incident, and he immediately picked you out, five people, all relatively the same age, all the same gender, all the same ethnicity. The person he picked was you. And you want to know what else, Mr. Munch? It was the same person that the two witnesses told the police had headbutted him. Of course, they mentioned your name. They said, we know you. We know Brian. That is your first name, Brian, no, right? I'm just asking whatsoever. My question. That is Brian, right?
Yes.
That is Brian. These two people said, you know, we know Brian. We saw him. He was the one who headbutted him. But, you know, do me a favor. We don't want to get involved. So do you have a picture of what Mr. Munch looked like on or about September 15th, 2012?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
I'd like to take a look at it. Oh, my goodness. Is this you?
Yeah, that was in 2009 that picture was taken.
Well, do you have a picture of what you looked like September 15th, 2012? Sir, I'm more than happy to look at it. Listen to me. Everybody takes a picture once a year. I'm more than happy to look at your picture that you have brought with you because you knew you were coming to court today, not at the beach. You knew that this is what the case was about. Did you bring a picture of what you looked like on or about September 15th, 2012?
No.
And he doesn't have the capacity to do that. Only you have the capacity to do that. You have the capacity because you have the information. So if you knew that there was going to be a question about your identity, it would seem to me that somebody who is smart, you are smart, you're not stupid,
absolutely,
right? Would have brought a picture of what they looked like September of 2012 and said, you know what? I didn't look like this. This is what I looked like in 2009, 2010. 2011, but that's not what I looked like in 2012.
It even states in the police report where he says I'm bald. So now it changes. So I go from short hair, I go to bald, and then I go to shaved.
Hey, listen to me. This is bald. If I were to describe what you look like in that picture, I wouldn't know how to describe this thing in here except in a very unflattering way. I would not know how to describe what that looked like, sir.
It's
I mean,
a mole.
Why a man would want to put that on his head, I have no idea. You must be trying to make a statement.
I was having fun. I have
judgment for
hair.
The plaintiff in the amount of $5,000.
I have a counterclaim. That's
excuse. You may step out.
I don't get to explain my counterclaim.
Leave your,
no, you don't have to discuss your counterclaim, sir. I just found you guilty.
All right. This guy says, I have a shaved head, a bald head, short hair, and then bring the picture of a mohawk.
Actually, what I call a normal haircut is not a stripe down your head.
Have absolutely no idea. Never seen this guy before in my life.
Because of my brother.
I don't know who this guy's brother is. This is just ridiculous.
If there's a way that this man and my brother can get together to figure out who's going to grow up first.
Hilarious, actually. I find it very humorous.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Senno versus Rademacher step forward.
Amateo Senno is suing his former live-in girlfriend, Lisa Rademacher, for the return of a coin collection taken from his safe. Lisa is countersuing for medical bills as a result of an assault.
Mr. Senno, the defendant is your former live-in girlfriend. Your lawsuit is about some coins. You and the defendant had an argument one evening that developed into a volatile argument, and according to you, you picked up something, a soap bottle, in anger, and you tossed it, and unfortunately, it hit the defendant in the face. According to you, you left the house in order to cool off, and at some point later, you came back, locks had been changed, and when you finally did get back into the house, you found that the little safe that you had where you kept these coins was open, and the safe was empty, coins were gone. The defendant says that she did in fact take your coins, but you told her that she could keep your coins because it was just before the rent was due, so she had to cover the rent, so you told her to keep the coins. She has a counterclaim for the assault, and what she says will be the necessity for plastic surgery on her face to get rid of whatever scar is there, which I'm sure that you'll show me, and you'll show me what the report is from your plastic surgeon. So why don't we start with you, Ms. Rademacher. This argument took place on what date?
It took place on August 30th.
And I'd like you to tell me about the assault portion of that argument.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What I'm going to say to you is going to make my life much easier, so I don't even have to stretch my muscles.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Amateo Senno says former live-in girlfriend Lisa Rademacher stole a coin collection from a safe inside his home
Lisa claims she used the coins to pay rent after Amateo assaulted her and fled the scene.
Okay, what happened?
Well, he was upset. He's very jealous. And so he got upset and he called me stupid and picked up a soap bottle and just threw it right at me, and it hit me right in the face and sliced it open.
Show me where the cut was, from where to where.
From like right, I can't see, but like from right here to here. I have a picture of it.
I'd like to take a look at the picture. Okay. And what
That's
time
before,
of the, what
and this
kind
is
of
after.
The day, what kind
I'm
of the,
healed.
Careful attention. What time of the day?
That's before, and the other one's after. It healed.
I mean, do you take medication? Do you take any medication?
No.
Good. Then try to pay attention to what I'm saying to you.
Okay.
I ask the questions, you answer the questions.
Okay.
What time of the day or evening did this happen?
It was in the morning.
What time?
Around 10 a.m.
Had you both slept at home that evening?
Yes.
So the argument started when you both woke up?
It had actually started the night before.
Yes.
We had gone out, and he gets jealous, like, if other men look at me or things like that. So he was already, like, revved up from the night before. So in the morning, he just got out of control.
It continued. Okay. I'd like to see the medical report that you have.
Yeah, I don't have a medical report.
What do you mean you don't have a medical report? You say you need plastic surgery.
Yeah, just to remove the scar from... Because I already have a plastic surgeon and...
Well, how am I supposed to figure out how much that is?
Well, there's a lot of different factors, but if you get anesthesia... So I just did the lowest possible, like, estimate. Which was like $3,200. So.
All right, Miss Radmaster, so let me understand this. He sliced your face open and you sought no medical care. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I don't have insurance, so.
You don't need insurance to go to an emergency room if somebody slices your face open. Do you have a police report?
Yeah, I do.
I'd like to see it.
I don't have it with me.
Well, where is it?
It's at home.
Why is it at home?
I was in a rush this morning.
Okay, where are his coins?
His coins are...
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
Don't think about what you're going to say to me.
Okay.
Where are his coins?
They're spent.
Oh, they're spent. Well, you spent his coins, then you get nothing on your counterclaim. How's that? How's that?
Well, that was for rent.
How's that? You spent his coins, you get zero on your counterclaim. Whatever his coins were worth, that's what I was going to award you on your counterclaim. Because I don't actually buy either one of you. I think you're both... either loaded or I don't know what. I have no idea what.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
So, this is the story, sir. You tell me that the coins are worth $5,000, probably worth a lot less than $5,000, because I don't think you actually have any proof of what you paid for them. That I'm going to believe. So what I'm going to say to you is as follows, because it's going to make my life much easier, so I don't even have to stretch my muscles. I'm awarding you, sir, $5,000 for your coins. I'm awarding her $5,000 for throwing a bottle in her face. You each get nothing. Goodbye.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I think that she's in a bad mood or something today.
I'm a little jealous at times.
Obviously, I have a scar. I suffered. I'm a girl.
I was a little upset that morning after going to sleep. Upset about the same subject. We woke up with it.
Girls that get scars or anything on their face, it's very, you know, it's traumatizing.
And out of anger, I did throw something at her. I had my part in this.
It was I don't have medical insurance, and it was a gash.
Just like the blues song say, I was locked out. The message was loud and clear.
You could tell it wasn't stitches. It was like in between.
I mean, love's not a light switch for me. I can't turn it on and off that easily.
I just think that he needs like anger management, and he just has a, you know, anger problem.
I have feelings for her, but I'm really upset with some of her choices and how she, you know, lives her life.
You can't put up with violence.
I'd like to think that maybe there's hope. We'll see.
I don't know.